When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
App.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning. And we were talking in the first hour about a story you just heard Phil mention, that the Massachusetts legislature and Governor Maura Healey has signed the budget, and that this budget has provisions in it to now allow the lottery, the Massachusetts lottery, to go online, which will certainly be a game changer, no pun intended, for people who have already gotten into online gambling and for people who are fans of the Massachusetts lottery. But the lottery agents are concerned that this will bring sales down in their stores. And I was kind of making a counter argument to that earlier, that I don't think it's really going to deter people from going into the stores, because there is a physical response to lottery sales, or a physical stimulus to lottery sales. For me, it's I get change back when I pay for something with cash in a store. If I get a dollar, I say, give me a dollar ticket. Again, it may only happen every now and then, a couple times a year, but that's how I make my purchase. And then, of course, I'll go in for the big games, the big Powerball drawings, the big Mega Millions drawings, whatever. Casual people will still do the same thing. Because for us, it's not about the lottery sale as much as it is about, oh, I'm getting a dollar. Let me just try and turn that into $2. The people who are, and let's face it, these stores are not worried about me coming in, whether or not I'm going to come in and buy lottery anymore. They don't care about me and my lottery sales that happen four or five times a year. They're worried about the people who come in every day. They're worried about the people who spend significant amount of their money buying scratch tickets in their stores, or purchasing lottery tickets in their stores. Those people aren't going to suddenly decide they're going to do everything online. Just like the people who have been sports gamblers for decades using a bookie didn't stop going to their bookies just because sports gambling became legal in Massachusetts and they could do it through an app. They still went to their bookie, and they probably made bets on the app. Is it great for gambling addicts? No. But did it really affect the bookies? Probably not too badly. Any bookies want to call in 508-996-0500 and tell me if I'm wrong? I won't use your name on the air, and I won't record down your phone number. As if they call from their real phone number with their real name on it. But I think the same thing will happen with the lottery. The people who are your hardcore customers are not going to change what they're doing. First of all, they've spent years developing their system, right? They all come in and they've all got a system. Online throws a monkey wrench into that. That was the worst thing when I worked at the diner and we sold lottery, was everybody and their stupid systems. There is no system. There is no trick. There is no gimmick. There is no way to beat the Massachusetts State Lottery. It's just luck. And it's not even really luck. It's just random. Well, what's the number on the back of that ticket? Oh, no, never mind. That ticket's too low. What do you mean, tickets? Oh, no. Unless it's up over 100 tickets into the book, there's never a big winner. Says who? This is all stuff you based on what people have told you. There's no factual information behind this. Has anyone ever done a study that says, well, we went through 25 years of scratch ticket books from the Massachusetts State Lottery and found that 79.3% of the time, the grand prize winners came between ticket 150 and ticket 275. No, nobody's ever done that. You're just basing it off what people told you. It's random. It doesn't matter what number the ticket is. Whatever the system is that you think that you have in place. I buy the Christmas tickets in July, and I buy the 4th of July tickets in Christmas. And I'm no. Random. The Massachusetts State Lottery, I don't know this to be true. I'm just going to assume. But they have people in place whose job it is to make sure that there is no pattern that can be easily picked out. Because that would be a colossal failure on their part. It would be a colossal failure on their part to devise a lottery system that someone could crack the code and figure out how to beat them at it. So I don't know why people think that. I mean, you can have your system because it makes you feel like you have a little bit of an advantage. But I think, you know, most people who say that know deep down inside that they don't really. It's just kind of their guiding force in how they do things. But I think they know deep down in their heart that it doesn't give them any better chance of winning. And if you don't know that, then you've got a problem. It doesn't matter what the number is in the back of the ticket. It doesn't matter what time somebody opened the book of tickets. It doesn't matter if anybody else hit on that ticket today. Someone told me one time, well, you never have back-to-back winning tickets. Okay. Well, there was a ticket called Fast Break. It was like a basketball-themed ticket, dollar ticket. And a guy threw one of those at me as a tip when I sold him a big winner. He's like, here, that's for you. And I scratched it, and it was a $100 winner. And my friend was like, you just won $100 on a scratch ticket? And he was the dishwasher while I was the cashier. And he came over and said, let me have the ticket. I was like, I just won on that ticket. This is literally the next ticket in the book. There's no way you're going to be a winner. He said, just let me have it. So I sold him that ticket for $1, and he scratched it, and he won $100. So there was $200 winners back to back. None of it is pre-planned. None of it is thought out. It's random. But anyway, it's those people who think that they have the system, that think that they have it figured out, that think that they are outsmarting the lottery. They're going to be in there every day. In their favorite store, because that's part of the system. So stores don't have to worry about online lottery. It will only increase lottery tax revenue, increase the amount of money that's able to be given back to communities, and and it won't take any money out of store owners' pockets. I just don't see it. People are too tied into, and there's too much of a physical response. I've always thought they put something in that silver paint or silver material that they put over the scratch tickets. There's something in there that is addictive that makes people have to go back and scratch more. And you see the people that have the silver fingernail because they can never get all the scratch ticket gunk out from under their nail. I'll never forget the guy that would come in and sit at the counter that had one fingernail longer than the other. And one of the cooks turns to me and says, "You know what that is, right?" And I was like, "Well, I've seen movies. I mean, usually when somebody has a long fingernail, that's because they do cocaine, right? They put the cocaine on their fingernail." And then, like, "Nope, that's the scratch ticket finger." Sure enough, that's what the person did. They grew that nail out and refined it to just sharpen a scratch ticket. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. I have a question.
Sure.
So on the lottery, I very seldom play it. I'm like you. Unless it's multi-millions, I'll buy a ticket. But what happens now, you know, you read in a store, like this store made X because somebody hit it big and they got a percentage. So now who gets the percentage?
My guess would be that there won't be. That if it's sold online from the Masters Lottery itself, there's no payout there, which means that that's more money then that can either be put into the jackpot or can go into the coffers for the communities that benefit from it.
Right. Okay. That's what I'm figuring. I'm just saying, I wonder if that'll change anybody's the way they play the lottery. In other words, how loyal are they to the store that they want to see them get a piece of it versus I'll just sit at home and do it and let the state take the money.
Mm-hmm. If you've got your lottery agent that, takes care of you, so to speak, you know, let you know, hey, we've got a new ticket or I'm in the middle of the book in this one. I know you like the middle of the book. If you've got somebody that develops that rapport for you, the same way, if you've got a bartender that pours a drink the way that you like it, you're going to go see that bartender versus just going to the liquor store and buying the bottle yourself.
Yeah, probably. It's just that it was one thing that ran through my mind because you see these stickers and all the places you buy lottery tickets about how much they've made and how much the customers have made. So that should change that. By the way, I was going to ask you, how was your trip?
It was good. It was good. Yeah, I didn't get to do as much sightseeing as I did last year, but it was still nice being there and getting to drive through the battlefields and feeling the reverence of that area.
Yeah, it's a real interesting place. I don't want to get this long, but I got my master's degree at Army Staff College. And one of the things we did was we did a whole section on the battlefields at Gettysburg, and there was a book we had to read too. I can't remember the name of it. It's a very old book. It was a paperback, and it was all about the Civil War and so on and so forth. But we spent almost a week there, and of course we had a guide with us that took us through everything. I thought it was one of the most fascinating things I ever did in my life.
And I'll tell you, I had no idea until I went last year for the first time. I had no idea just the scope of what that battle must have been like and how big of a space it was. And, you know, when you're there, it's overwhelming. It really is.
And how many people died? It was like, I mean, you can't even imagine it. It's crazy. Yeah. I'm glad you had a good trip. Anything come up from spooky South Coast?
No, we didn't get to really do any investigation, and thankfully my hotel wasn't haunted. The scariest part of my hotel was the water pressure in the shower.
That's always a problem.
Yep.
All right, man. Thank you.
Have a good
Thank
one. You. And that was definitely an issue. I've never in my life gone to a hotel, and this is not no offense to them, but in this hotel I would. And I brought soap from home because I bring my Irish Spring with me when I travel. And I would get in the shower and I would soap up and go to wash off the soap, and the water would not wash the soap off. It would not wash the shampoo out of my hair. The pressure itself was kind of fine. Like it was plenty of pressure. But I don't know if it was that the water was too hard or too soft, but it just would not wash the soap off. And I was scrubbing it with a washcloth. And still wouldn't come off, and I felt like I was still covered in soap. I don't know. I mean, that's the one thing I don't like about traveling is it's a crapshoot with the showers. 508-996-0500. Let me take this call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. With the governor signing the budget, has anything been decided yet on the cities and towns, whether or not they're going to be going up on the excise tax?
I haven't seen anything about that yet, but I'll try and see if I can find a little something on it during the news coming up.
I know we got in Fairhaven yesterday in our mail, we got how they were going to be hitting us for a trash pickup and what month that was coming in, and they're splitting it into two bills of $50 each.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see if they were still trying to find other ways to...
Well, I mean, all those municipal decisions are probably made already, because unlike everybody else in the world, Massachusetts was so late in getting their budget passed. So the municipalities have already, you know, put theirs out. Every other state has already put theirs out, but Massachusetts is always bringing up the rear.
Yeah. Okay, well, hopefully they don't go up on the excise tax.
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Bye.
And, yeah, your town, definitely, you know, check in with your town and just make sure, because your town assessor sets, you know, your excise tax and all that. Check in with your town to see if your excise taxes have gone up. You know how I know what my excise taxes are? When I get the bill. And it's usually I get the yellow bill before I get the white bill. You know, I get the one that says it's a demand notice before I get the one that's the regular bill. Inevitably. Let's take this call here. Good morning. You are next on WBSM.
What's shaking, Playboy?
How you doing?
Living and loving. I remember in Chicago, was it 2016, like that, 2011, whatever, like that. There was, you know how they have the lottery thing, you know, they had like some $20 million, like that. And so all these people, thousands of people that won by putting the numbers in. And so they all got like $1,100 and stuff like that. Thousands of people that did that. And so they were thinking, was it set or spread? No, what happened, there was a Chinese food place that had the numbers, you know, the fortune cookies had the numbers on the back. It happened to be the exact numbers. And so thousands of people won that money. And so that's something, you know, they put that old damn, it was a lucky number for them, so they did that.
So for once the lucky numbers on the fortune cookie were actually correct.
Exactly. And I thought that was off the chain. And so I'm pulled a couple scratch off of it then, but I remember getting a scratch off for a friend of mine, and they won like $20 million. It was more like $100 million, that one. And the fake ones, you know, how they put the numbers in, and you know, you watch it the night before, they'll rerun the thing so people will watch it again. But look, there's the numbers, you won. And so I thought that was pretty cruel and funny. You know, that was, how upset would you be if that happened to you? If somebody thought you won that kind of money, and you know, and you find out, oh, it was a winning ticket.
Listen. I'd be happy to just win $2. I want to ask you, Lamont, since you live out there in Las Vegas and people can go into a casino and gamble anytime they want, is there a state lottery in Nevada, and is it a big thing?
No, there's no state lottery in Nevada. They have too much with the gambling, and that it all started because they didn't have like betting on like college or, you know, UNLV, for instance. You couldn't bet on UNLV decades ago, but now you can bet on them and stuff like that. But the point was there were some things they wouldn't allow that to be a part of the gambling lexicon here in Las Vegas or the state of Nevada. But you could go to the state line to Arizona, California. They've got a lot of things up there out there off the chain. Go to Rosemary's Diner. That's really good burgers and stuff there. It's a good place to go there. And Rosie's Diner, if I don't know that. I'm going to go to Rosemary's. I don't know who that lady is. It's Rosie's Diner. And so that would be good to go do that. Really good food. But yeah, I've done that a few times. I went down and grabbed a bunch of lottery tickets for a bunch of people.
Do they allow online gambling in Nevada?
Well, you know, for like the sports, like betting like on sports of the one like that,
mm-hmm.
Or you talking about like they have like a like you playing the like a game of like a poker on your phone.
Yeah, either do they allow either one?
Yeah, they have that there. You can have here, but a lot of times they have you when you sign up for those kind of applications, you have to have location. So they could have you like in New Jersey or in Nevada, and or so they have a place for like some kind of games you can do it like in the Bahamas, stuff like that. But you gotta.
So you're tied into a physical casino somewhere.
Yeah, like Caesar's Palace stuff out here, and what was William Hill? He used to be William Hill was off the deck. That was something been going on for like I want to say like what 2008. The guy William Hill is from Australia, but they cook and do a lot of nice things like that. But that's where they started first betting on the sports, like be able to bet on UNLV. Like I said, you can bet like in the tournament. That was before UNLV was there, so they started playing. That was a good thing. But so you remember when I was when I called back and told you about like how I was in Mexico, me and my friends were getting shot at by the cartel members. Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The dude who stopped from doing it was just arrested over this weekend. The exact dude I was talking about. The exact dude that saved us. You know. And that I'm saying that's crazy. I hadn't talked about him in years, but I saw him a few years back though too. But you know, yeah, that's neither here nor there. And so yeah, but are you planning on? Did you see Deadpool this weekend?
I did not. I gotta catch up with that. Maybe this weekend coming up if I have a chance.
What have you heard about it so far?
I've only heard good things. I've heard lots of rave reviews. What'd you think?
I thought it was pretty good. You know, even though my favorite Marvel movie is Logan. That you know, that it's all, and I think a lot of it is because it hurt by Johnny Cash. That plays through it. That's a good freaking flick, and it's sad how everything goes down. You know, different from the comic book, but yet I still kind of know what happened, the stories behind there.
Sure.
And so, but they're doing it a little different now. So he's back, and it was kind of fun. I don't want to bust anybody's bubble. There's going to be a lot of Easter eggs.
Yeah, no spoilers. I got to hold you there anyway because I got to take
it. I'm not going to tell anybody.
I got to go to the break here before the news. But thank you, Lamone. You have a great day.
How's Stephanie and Scott doing?
They're doing well. Baby's doing well. Baby will be here soon in a couple of months. So they're going to name her Lamone after you.
Or Lamona.
Lamona. Yeah, there you go. All right. I got to hold you there, though. I got to take this break. All right. That is Lamone in Las Vegas. We will take a break and be back in just a few moments.
Good.
And I made him wait too long because of Lamone, so I'm not going to make him wait any longer. Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
Biden pushes for Supreme Court changes. Two dead at a Taylor Swift-themed event in England. And recently discovered artwork of a rock legend could bring in millions.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden is pushing for major reforms to the Supreme Court as he marks the 60th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act.
The court's being used to weaponize an extreme and unchecked agenda. This decision is a total affront to the basic expectations we have for those who wield the power in this nation.
While speaking from the LBJ Presidential Library in Texas, Biden called for 18-year term limits for justices and an enforceable code of conduct. He also proposed a constitutional amendment to limit the broad immunity granted to presidents by a recent Supreme Court decision. Biden argued that, quote, extreme opinions from the Supreme Court in recent years have undermined long-established civil rights protections. He cited the court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade and grant broad immunity to presidents. The FBI is revealing more details on the steps gunman Thomas Crooks took leading up to his assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Investigators say Crooks used aliases to make more than 24 online purchases of firearms-related products beginning in the spring of last year. He also used assumed identities to buy chemicals from the internet in order to make bombs, according to officials. Trump is explaining what he meant when he told a conservative Christian summit they won't have to vote anymore after the November election. Here's what he told Fox News host Laura Ingraham yesterday.
Christians are not known as a big voting group. They don't vote. And I'm explaining that to them. You never vote. This time, vote. I'll straighten out the country. You won't have to vote anymore. I won't need your vote.
His comments in Florida Friday drew swift backlash from many who interpreted them as a suggestion there would be no more elections under a second Trump presidency. Two children are dead and at least 11 people injured after a stabbing in the English town of Southport. NBC News' Richard Engel has the details.
An assailant walked into a dance and yoga studio and began stabbing children. It was during a sold-out Taylor Swift-themed class for 6 to 11-year-olds.
Some victims were transferred to a children's hospital, with six kids still in critical condition today. A local business owner who called police said it was like a scene out of a horror movie. Police say they detained a 17-year-old male from a nearby town and seized a knife. The U.S. is rolling out a new aid package for Ukraine. The Biden administration announcing yesterday that the U.S. will soon send $200 million in air defenses and other weapons to Ukraine as the country continues to fight off Russia's invasion. A study conducted in California finds that exposure to wildfire smoke leads to a higher risk of someone being diagnosed with dementia. Daniel Martindale has the details.
The study was released Monday at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference. Researchers believe toxic chemicals found in wildfire smoke and fine particulate matter are damaging to the brain. The study says the risk of dementia diagnosis from wildfire smoke is higher than from exposure to other sources of air pollution. During a period of 10 years, researchers looked at the health records of more than 1.2 million socioeconomically diverse Kaiser Permanente members. All of them were at least 60 years old with no prior diagnosis of dementia. I'm Daniel Martindale.
And a lost Andy Warhol portrait of Blondie singer Debbie Harry could bring in millions of dollars. Page Six reports the portrait, created in 1985 on a Commodore computer, was found hanging in rural Delaware. Warhol was working with a computer company as a brand ambassador and used an Amiga 1000 to show off what the tech could do.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Mariners 14-7 in their series opener from Fenway. The teams face off again tonight. First pitch, 7:10.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Starting out our morning with mostly cloudy skies, muggy conditions in these temperatures in the mid-70s. The humidity will continue this afternoon with warm temperatures around 80, partial sunshine. Overnight tonight, some clouds, some patchy fog. As we head into tomorrow, we'll be dealing with widespread showers, scattered thunderstorms, and temperatures in the upper 70s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Precious time, when time is new, all through the night to die, knowing that we feel the sun without sense. We have of no past, we won't reach back. Keep with me forward all through the night.
And you know, listen, I love Cyndi Lauper, I do. And I love Time After Time. It's a great song. But I think All Through the Night is the better of the two songs. I used to do this thing on my Facebook page where I would put, I think that one song is better than another song. And I would put that up there and just watch as people lost their minds. And I wasn't really trying to start fights. I was just kind of, this is my opinion, and I want to see who agreed with me. And it would start arguments. And that one was more back and forth comments than I think any of the other ones, is when I said All Through the Night is a better song than Time After Time. It doesn't mean that I don't love Time After Time. It just means that I think All Through the Night is a better song. And then people would come in and be like, no, True Colors. True Colors. Yeah, but that's not what it's like if I say, what do you like better, apples or oranges? And you come in and say, bananas. No, I asked you which one of the two you like better. But yes, that turned into such a big argument over a Cyndi Lauper song, when really the right answer is all of them are fantastic because she is fantastic. I have not had a chance yet, though, to see the documentary on Paramount Plus. It's on my list of things to watch and get caught up with. But you know, when it comes to be the weekend and I can sit down and I can watch, I mean,
Obviously, last weekend I was busy, but when it's a weekend, I can sit down and watch some things and get caught up. There's so many other things going on. You guys know what that's like. A lot of you out there are weekend warriors. You know what that's like. And so all of you weekend warriors should listen in right now because the Backyard Dream Team of Mosquito Squad and Lawn Squad is here. Lawn Squad has your lawn fertilization and weed control needs covered. Sign up now and receive one free fertilizer app plus a free insect control app. Then get the yard ready for entertaining with protective barrier treatments from Mosquito Squad that will significantly reduce both mosquitoes and ticks so you can enjoy your summer nights. Whether you need outdoor pest control that really works or a dependable lawn care team, we've got a squad for that. Call 774-202-5875 today for a quote. But the easiest thing to do is find them on Google and mention that you heard Mosquito Squad and Lawn Squad on WBSM. And I was, like I said, I was in New Jersey on Thursday, and my friends down there have a similar service. And it was incredible to walk out of the yard, to walk out into the yard and not have to deal with slapping any mosquitoes and standing out there at night. Taking pictures, having fun. Nobody with big welts on their body after slapping a mosquito away. But you know who were there? Everybody in the neighborhood. Everybody was coming over to their yard because they were protected against mosquitoes. And that could be you. You could be the draw of the neighborhood. Or maybe they even have a spray if you want to keep the neighbors from coming over too. I don't know. But yes, Mosquito Squad and Lawn Squad can make sure that your lawn is as perfect as it can be and that the bugs all stay away. You know, you heard Phil mention in the news there the Debbie Harry portrait that was made on the Amiga computer by Andy Warhol. And I'm looking at it. I'm looking at a photo of it. And it's a fantastic likeness considering the limitations of computer graphics at the time. And we're talking about something that was done in the 1980s. I remember in 1997 getting on America Online. And, you know, you'd meet somebody in a chat room. You know, I did a little AOL dating in my early college years. And you'd say, oh, well, send a photo of yourself. And they'd send the photo, and you'd be waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting as it downloaded. And you wonder if it took that long just to get a photo sent to you over AOL in 1997, how long did it take to create this Debbie Harry portrait on an Amiga computer in the 1980s? But it really is a work of art, as is Debbie Harry. She's a wonderful, wonderful performer, fantastic person, very interesting, very smart. If you ever wanted to see a computer photo of me, just look at a Pac-Man game. That's what I look like. So 508-996-0500. We were talking about the Massachusetts legislature approving the budget, the governor signing the budget, and now finally Massachusetts has a budget in place, I think last in the country, or among the last in the country at least. What else is new? Well, what else is new is that this year they approved online lottery sales. So that will be coming, as Phil mentioned in the news. It'll probably be sometime next year because they've got to find a company. They've got to find the right company to develop the lottery app and make it safe and usable. And then they'll do a bunch of test runs before they release it out there to the public. But there's an interesting story that WCVB had this morning that I thought was, you know, as we're talking about things that are finally, they're finally getting around to fixing, things like getting the lottery online, finally, when other states have been doing it for years. The home equity theft issue, finally fixing that. There's another issue that's been a problem that I think the legislature is going to have to step in and do something about, because the health insurance companies are not doing anything about it. And that's when people who believe they might have had their drinks spiked, they go to the hospital, they ask for a drug test, and they're not getting the drug test that they want to prove if they have been drugged at a bar or not. So we can talk some more about that coming up. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, now that I've heard them back to back, it might be a little closer than I think. But you knew I had to play that one since I made it a thing. So I had to play them back to back so you could kind of compare and contrast. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And I was talking before the break there about this new, newly revealed issue. I've heard a lot about people complaining that their drinks were getting spiked with something in bars. And we see it pop up here from time to time where there's complaints that people have online that they think somebody put something in their drink at this particular bar. And I'm torn about those, because in a way, yes, you want to warn folks that there might be somebody that's doing that. But at the same time, people are throwing a place under the bus when you don't know for sure that your drink was spiked. And here's the problem. Here's the reason why. And I didn't know that this was the reason why they don't know for sure. Because if you go to the hospital or urgent care suspecting that your drink was spiked, they don't always give you the drug test that you need to determine if that's the case. Apparently, there are roadblocks, according to WCVB, that people face at hospitals when they tried asking for drug testing. They go out, they have a drink, they think that they're keeping an eye on it, but, you know, you can't be 100% all the time. But you leave your drink unattended, especially women. They come back, they take a couple of sips, and then they start to feel really drunk. Like, wait a minute, this is hitting me a little bit harder than it normally does. And they end up going to the emergency room and they'll request a drug test, and the doctors will say, well, your insurance doesn't cover that. Or they'll say something along the lines of, well, we don't, you know, we just think that you're just too drunk. Like, we don't think anybody put anything in there. You're just dehydrated and drunk, and, you know, we'll give you an IV and then you'll be okay. But in Massachusetts, they're not required to give victims a drug test unless they've also been sexually assaulted. So just somebody putting the date rape drug in your drink is not enough. There actually has to be date rape involved for them to give you that drug test. And I do understand, you know, where they're coming from. Because if everybody that drank too much came into the hospital and claimed that they were drugged and they gave them drug tests and they turned out, no, nobody spiked your drink. You just drank too much. You can't handle your liquor, or you went overboard. You overindulged. You're wasting tests, time. Understandable. I get it. But when there are people who are coming in saying, I shouldn't be feeling the way that I am, there's a reason behind it, and you want them to be able to prove that, because then they can go back to the bar and say, hey, just so you know, here's a note from the doctor. I was drugged here. So you need to look back at your security footage and see who that person was that was doing that, so that they don't come back in here. There are a couple of legislators who say that drink spiking is rampant in Massachusetts, which is a crime even if there is no sexual assault involved. Senator Patrick O'Connor, a Republican from Weymouth, says there are people that are drink spiking people to steal their credit cards or get their biometric information to unlock their phone and to Venmo money. So it's not even about sexually assaulting people, which is what the law requires for there to be a drug test. It's not about that. It's about stealing their identity. It's about getting access to their cash apps on their phone, their Venmo, whatever it may be. Because people are very nervous about putting their drink down and they'll keep an eye on it. And maybe, you know, they've developed these little tricks to sneak something in there, but they think nothing of putting their phone down. So they spike your drink. You are out on the dance floor. You've left your phone over by your drink. They pick up your phone within 2 seconds. They've drained your bank account. So the fact that there's no procedure in place to really just be able to ask for a test and have it covered is concerning. So there's a new push here, a renewed push to try to get those tests covered and to get the hospitals and urgent care facilities to offer them to people who feel that they have been drugged. 508-996-0500. Earlier I mentioned that we do have two contests up this week at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. We have the Missy Elliott, Busta Rhymes, Timbaland, Ciara concert happening Saturday, August 10th at TD Garden. And that same night at Xfinity Center in Mansfield, it's New Kids on the Block, Paula Abdul, and DJ Jazzy Jeff. So we're running both of those contests this week. You can enter to win at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And all of our ticket giveaways all summer long are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven on Huddleston Avenue, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. And let me tell you the kind of customer service you can get from Stevie's. I was at a friend's house, as I mentioned. I was staying at a friend's in New Jersey on Wednesday night. And we were sampling some of the drinks that they had available. And they had a Buffalo Trace bourbon cream that just was so good. I picked up my phone. I reached out to Stevie's Wine and Spirits via Instagram. I said, "Do you carry this?" And they said, "Not only do we carry it, we have it in stock. We'll put a bottle aside and it'll be ready for you when you come back." That's the kind of service you get from Stevie's Wine and Spirits. And you don't even have to be a member of the Rack House Club like I am, but you can be. You can find out more by stopping by Stevie's and asking all about it. It's a special club for those who are fans of bourbons, whiskeys, ryes, and more. So some of the many great things they offer over at Stevie's. Make sure you follow them on Instagram and Facebook so you know all about all their pop-up tastings and events. I'm going to take my final break of this hour. We will be back in a few moments. And that's going to do it for this hour. Coming up another hour with you, 508-996-0500. We also have app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app if you would like to reach out that way. And then, of course, at 9 a.m., it'll be time for South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.